President, I wanted to give you a brief rundown on the situation in Selma, which got heated up today a little bit. King got himself arrested down there. You may have seen that on the ticker.
No, I haven't.
Well, he got himself arrested apparently for refusing to obey the police officer, refusing to obey a police officer's order when he was holding a press conference. And there were about 260 Negroes arrested then and there by the city authorities, who've been pretty decent for parading without a permit. And then the sheriff, who's a bad actor, arrested a bunch more. Some of them were school children. The ones that said they were school children, he sent back to school. The truancy officer, the other ones were run down to the local court and fined $50 apiece. Now, John Doerr has been working on this, and he's been having some off-the-record discussions with the judges down there. And I think we're going to hope to get a court order on Wednesday from a fairly reluctant judge, Judge Thomas, which would take some of the heat off the situation. The difficulty will be if he doesn't give us that order on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reluctant. There'll be some pressure from the congressman and so forth. I'm reluctant to do anything pending knowing whether he's going to issue that order on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
which would upset him.
Mm-hmm.
And if we went into the three-judge court down there on these arrests today,
mm-hmm.
I think we just lose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they would be inclined to crack down on King as hard as the others.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to avoid that if I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to have to ride with it for tomorrow and Wednesday.
Okay. Did you get Cindy Yarbrough straight now?
Yeah, he's calmed down.
Is anything developing out of that matter?
I doubt that there'll be any criminal case. It looks his brother-in-law was interviewed, gave the Bureau canceled checks, and those are now being checked out.
Mm.
And if they check out that he paid for all this stuff, then that's that. But Yarbrough is considerably calmed down.
Now, I think you and Ramsey ought to do a little night work quick as you can on these judges.
Yes.
So we can get the best alternatives that you can get out of it. You bear in mind the heat that I'll be under and who it'll be under from and the reasons, and you get him to plan into it too, and let's come up with the best answers that we can.
We had a chat with Eastland on it today.
Yeah.
But I have to talk to
him. Did you make any progress with him?
It's always hard to know with Jim Eastland, Mr. President. He said he had objections to this Justice Etheridge down there, because he said he was really a Republican. But I got the impression that he might take Bill Winters.
Who is he? Is he on the state Supreme Court?
Etheridge was, yeah.
Is he very good. He had triple, Mark Etheridge.
Yeah.
Right there.
But Eastland, I thought Stennis would take him, but Eastland seemed to have objections. And if Stennis is appointment anyhow, I think it's better to work with Stennis, really. Mm. So I'll get back and get Ramsey on it, too. I think Stennis is really easier to deal with.
You work on whoever you have to, and then work on him. And tell these folks over there, I see every day where I couldn't make up my mind about you. I used relatively short time. I told him when he came in that I wanted I'd ask you to stay on till the end of my term, and I'd ask all cabinet members to. And following my inauguration, it didn't take me too long a time to decide on Attorney General. You'd be damn sure that all your people knew that I asked you after Bobby talked to me to continue as the acting Attorney General until my term's up, and then I made a decision reasonably soon afterwards, and that it's not any question of doubts or lack of confidence between us. I think the finest thing that was said was that you'd serve your country wherever you could best serve it. And I concluded after about 5-6 months that this was the best place for you to serve it. Now, that was a judgment of mine. It wasn't anybody else's. And there wasn't one human being that pressured me or recommended it or urged it, not one soul. I only talked to two men about it, and both of them told me that they would do what I was going to do, and both of them were independents who had no interest in any case of anything happening, McNamara and Abe Fortas. So in your conversations and in Ramsey's, I didn't tell Ramsey anything about it at 11 o'clock that morning because you and I just talked about it the night before, and I thought that I ought to talk to the Attorney General about his man, and I told Ramsey that you had recommended him, and so that he feels that you're his, your employer, and he's a great admirer of yours, and so I think we're working around all around, but a lot of them are trying to make it appear that I had a Kennedy man forced upon me, and that I was forced to do this, and that I kept him hanging fire and humiliated him and everything else. And the Attorney General, the only request he made of me was that he said it would be nice if this man were to serve out the rest of his term as acting, then he could go out if you didn't have him anymore, and say he'd been Attorney General after he'd worked like a dog for 4 years here on these minor matters to be the head man. And I said, well, I think that's a good suggestion. I'll give it serious consideration. And he said, I want you to consider appointing Frank Boykin, pardoning him. I said, I'll give that consideration. He said, I want you to consider appointing Morrissey. And I said, I'll give that serious consideration. Now, those are the three things. Don't you let me forget them. That we talked about. And I didn't firmly say that this is a deal, and he didn't ask me to. He just asked me to consider it. But a good many of the columnists are asking our boys if who moved in on me and why I was forced to do this and if I this or that. And what I tell them was that when I came here in 61 as vice president, the first man I contacted in Justice Department was you, and you were my lawyer during that period of time. And that when the Attorney General went out, he recommended you as his successor for the balance of my term. He didn't know whether I'd be reelected or not. I told him, all right, I thought that was a good suggestion. I'd seriously consider it. I told you I wanted you to stay on. After I was reelected, after I did take the oath, it's the first appointment I made. And that was that. And here it's just the first of the month, so I don't think that's very bad to select the cabinet the first 10 days you're in. You're sworn in the 20th, and nobody has influenced it, and nobody has tried to.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'll certainly make sure. One other thing, yeah. Mr. President. I think it might be worth considering as to Briner's successor, David Acheson.
All right. That's, you think he might be interested?
I think he might. It's not the job he wants, but I think he might be interested.
Well, why don't you get him over and quietly feel him out and see?
I'd want to check it with the Negro people. But I would think I'll feel him out on it.
All right. Now, you see, Duncan will...
Thing, a big uplift here, though.
And Duncan will probably be the head man, though, won't he? The senior man becomes chairman, doesn't he?
Well, normally, yeah.
Well, you better feel him out and see. I'd be very disposed towards him, and I'd sure like you to look around to other places as to Briner's successor. But let's keep it very quiet, but let's get a good one. Because where you can really save this country is the crime thing. Tom Clark told me he was getting dozens of letters about the reference we made in the State of the Union message to it.
Yeah. Well, that's the reason I suggested Dave.
But I think it'd be good.
Experienced on this.
I wonder if it pays anything like what he's getting.
To check, Mr. President. I think it does. He gets a car.
Well, check it and tell him you get a lot of extra emoluments here. We'll put him on the first team. You sit down and talk to him and try to, if you think that's the thing to do.
All right.
If you don't think of him, think of some others, because I want to make this kind of your bailiwick.
All right, Mr. President.
Okay.